Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Huge news. Heinz has finally solved a problem for all Italians and all Italian food lovers because they are bringing to shelves, I think it starts in the UK next week and then we'll probably head in our direction. They are bringing carbonara in a can to us. €2, you can save yourself all of that hassle of actually cooking it. I'm joined by Gary O'Hanlon, who is executive chef at the K Club, and Manuela Spinelli, who is head of community at Eurotux and a former interpreter for Giovanni Trapattoni. And as you may have inferred into your knowledge of her already, or even just guessing by her name, she's Italian and is therefore delighted at the prospect of getting carbonara in a can. Are you, Manuela?
I'm the wrong Manuela, Anton. You're very, very delighted for you all, not for us.
What is wrong with carbonara in a can? Why isn't it a good thing?
Each to their own. I mean, it takes 10 minutes to make it, so I think we really don't see the point of sticking it in a can. But, you know, I can totally see the the need for people who are maybe less equipped to make it. To just open a can, it's just not carbonara. I wouldn't call it carbonara. That's all. Call it pasta with cream and pancetta in a can.
It doesn't have quite the ring of the original
exactly,
name.
Which is why they say carbonara. You know, it's like take the most famous pasta in the world, destroy it, put it in a can, but use the same name. How would you feel if they take a pint of Guinness and they put, I don't know, orange juice, a bit of sugar, bit of lemon, and then they call it a pint of Guinness.
Yeah, you don't sell that one particularly well, man. Although,
no, exactly. It's the same as carbonara in a tin for us.
However, Heinz does have good track record. Heinz, yes. When they put spaghetti in a can, we thought that's a disgraceful thing. But nonetheless, there are times when that and a bit of toast is a lovely thing.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Absolutely. Which is why I don't judge, but I would never eat it.
Gary O'Hanlon, of course, he is the expert in all of these things, given his executive chef status. Gary, your thoughts on, first of all, where do you stand on, of course, the major issue with carbonara? Are you of the Marco Pierre White school, where it's acceptable to stick cream in it, or are you a Roman purist?
Absolutely. I'm with Marco all the way. Manu, my good friend, Italians have been getting themselves in a knot, Anton, about their dishes for generations. They need to calm down, you know what I mean? I gotta say though, sticking carbonara in a tin is a stretch, you know what I mean? I think the fact that us in Ireland and all over the world sort of it's supposed to be made with guanciale or whatever, like, I mean, you'll see it with bacon, you'll see it with pancetta, you'll see it with this and the other. But look, I have no problems. I often make it at home with cream. I often make it at home with egg yolks and parmesan the proper way and some pasta water and whatnot. But look, Heinz are smart people. Like you said, they put spaghetti and tomato sauce in tins a long, long time ago. I'm quite partial to an old spaghetti hoop myself with some toast whenever I'm in a rush, or the kids, if there's maybe no dinner and they don't want a dinner, they want something quick, I would give it to them. I'm sure Heinz have done their research and they've obviously realized. But here's the thing. I have a sister-in-law, or Emma, married to my sister-in-law. And when I said to Nettie last night, my wife, that I was going to be on with you today talking about carbonara, and then she goes, I got a text off Emma on Thursday night, all excited about carbonara in a tin. And we had a bit of a laugh about it, you know what I mean? So there are people out there, Anton, who are buzzing about this, you know?
Well, I've been researching it, and one of the things, there are videos of it. And what I'm intrigued by is the consistency, because it has the look when it comes out of the tin of clam chowder made with spaghetti. It's soupy, which in one way is a bad thing when it's classic carbonara. But you think, you know, at the right time, by 11 o'clock at night, when you've got a bit of a hankering, that might just hit the spot.
I don't know. I'll be honest. Like, I'm partial to a dried pasta or a dried pasta dish if I'm in a hurry. I'm not going to be snooty about it and say I've never done that or made a dried carbonara out of a packet, because I have. I should probably hang my chef head in shame, but I have done it. I think the carbonara in a tin for me. Look, I suppose I need to see it as well up close and personal, but I think it is definitely a step too far for me. No, I can't see it ever entering the realms of my pantry anyway.
Manuela made a reference earlier on, an analogy of Guinness, and how would we feel if it was radically altered text to say, remember how angry people were when they first put Guinness in a can and look how successful that was. Manuela, give us then your defining carbonara. What's in the correct Roman carbonara?
Well, I mean, first of all, I do agree with Gary, believe it or not, that it's not for everybody. Like, it's certainly not for the Italian market. It's just quicker to make it. We use eggs. We use the traditional use guanciale. I think nowadays it is kind of acceptable to make it with pancetta, pecorino cheese, and a little bit of cooking water from the pasta. So it's so quick, because as you boil the water, you make the sauce, and it's as simple as that. So for us who grew up with it, it's a 10-minute job. Do you know what I mean? So it's like it nearly takes longer to open the tin.
Yeah, but this is predicated, Manuela, on it's a 10-minute job if you know what you're at.
Absolutely.
It's a bit like cacio e pepe. Once you strip anything down to about three or four ingredients, it's going to be high pressure to make it come out right.
Absolutely. Which is why, I used to be much more, I used to have much more of a banter about this. And now I'm like, look, it's just not for the Italian market. You know, I can talk, like, look, I eat mashed potato out of a packet. And as Gary says, you'd probably be enraged.
You do
that.
What?
Yes, I do.
You do what?
Mashed potato. This is a public announcement that all my friends are aware of and slag me for, because I eat mashed potato out of a packet of a specific brand from a specific place.
So, Gary has hung up at this point, Manuela. Shock and disgust.
That's why I'm trying to invite him over for dinner. We'll swap carbonara in a tin for mashed potatoes.
Actually, combined, we could be onto something. Manuela, thank you. Likewise,
You're
Gary.
Most
that
welcome.
Is Manuela Spinelli, head of community at Eurotuck, and Gary O'Hannon, who is executive chef at the K Club.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.